Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there. Wherever there may be, they'll bring you there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It is the way that tire buying should be. And this, of course, the Odd Couple is the way sports talk radio should be. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great, man. I'm great. How was your weekend in Vegas?
Vegas was good. I left with some shekels, which was great.
Wow.
Yeah, I won a little money. I was happy. You know what, Chris? Today was what? A Magic City Monday, and tomorrow's a Trash Talking Tuesday. But it's scheduled to be a very...
Wednesday's a worship Wednesday.
Yeah, but tomorrow's supposed to be a very special day, and I want to give people a little heads up. We're supposed to have Stephen A., our friend, on tomorrow. He has a new book that's dropping tomorrow, Chris, his memoir. And guess what?
What?
We're both mentioned in the book, and for people who don't know, we've known Steve for a long time, but not only that, nobody has been more complimentary about our radio show than Stephen A. Am I right, Chris?
Right. Nah,
for
no
real.
Doubt. No doubt.
And I'm not even talking about, like, we'll be doing the show and he'll text us or something, right? And say, for real. He does
he'll
it all the time.
He'll text me and say, Rob is crazy. Yeah. I can't believe that tape.
He'll say, Chris is Meshuggah. He don't even know how to spell Meshuggah. But anyway, we're going to talk with him about his book tomorrow. That's scheduled tomorrow, so hopefully he'll join us. All right?
And one thing, and I know you agree with me, Rob, obviously most of you don't know Stephen A. Stephen A. is about as loyal a friend as you'll find.
Yep.
When you're his friend, he is definitely loyal, got your back. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so, you know, I don't know what people think of Steve. Obviously, some people love him, some people don't like
which
him.
Which is perfect, whatever. Actually.
Right, right.
Actually, but, like, as long as you have an opinion about him. And
right.
And Chris and I both met him in 1992.
Well, I think you met him then.
Yeah, you weren't. But
I met you in 92.
That's what I meant. Yeah, 1992.
I met him in like 95.
Okay, so you didn't meet him at that convention. That's right, because he was just starting out in 92, right?
Right, right. But I met him, he was covering Temple University. It was at the NBA draft lottery, like, you know, they have to find out the order of the lottery.
Right.
It was like in May or something.
He had a big suit on.
Six, I guess.
Right. He had a big suit on.
Yeah, of course. And, yeah, we've been friends ever since. But
all right.
Let's get into it. We got the iCouple crew. DJ Rob, DJ Alex Tyshirt.
He's got a haircut,
AKA
man.
Alex, really?
They just cut off about 10 pounds of hair.
Wow. Wow, real short?
It looks nice, I'll say.
Rob,
a little slick on the top, short on the sides.
If he had a little more hair on his head, he'd have a bikini on.
We got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates,
hey,
our man Brian Finley, the loquacious one. All right, we got TJ Houshmandzadeh Rob joining us at the bottom of the hour. It'd be fun to talk to him.
Yep.
But let's get going now. You know what was interesting, Rob, this weekend? And we had talked about it last week how, you know, you weren't into a couple of the games. Baltimore, Cincinnati, because Lamar Jackson was out. And Buffalo, Miami, because Tua was out for Miami. And Rob, those turned out to be some great games. Two of the best games of the weekend.
Yeah.
Both of them were close. And the end was in doubt in both of them.
Yeah, some bad football play, but definitely better to watch than I would have expected originally. And it said a lot about the other teams as we go forward, really. I'm dead serious.
I mean, and my pick to win the Super Bowl is Buffalo. And you never know.
They didn't look like
exactly
a Super Bowl team, no, that night.
Work out. But if Tua's there, you would think Miami wins that game. And if Lamar's there, you would think Baltimore wins that game.
And McDaniel didn't—he was bad. Like,
well, he was bad at the end with the clock management. Yeah, I mean, I give him credit for having an undermanned team. I mean, with a third-string quarterback there, having them right there in the hunt and a chance to win. But, yeah, the delays of games.
You can't have that, Chris. Brutal.
And it was just over and over again. I mean, it wasn't like just one. Yeah, but you mentioned it, Rob. Buffalo did not look like a Super Bowl champion yesterday. And they're my pick. I'm sticking with them. But Josh Allen was at times great, and he was at times exasperating, Rob. And I said several months ago on our show that he is this generation's Brett Favre. And yesterday just made me feel even more strongly about that. That, I mean, he's awesome. I mean, his running ability, obviously his style is a little different than Favre's. He runs more and stuff like that. But his running ability, his arm, I mean, he made some wonderful throws yesterday. But he also can make the bad play. Doesn't do it every game. I don't think he's as reckless as Favre, but he almost seems like sometimes he just gets scatterbrained or something and just does something like just out of the blue that's a bad play. Some of it's trying to make things happen with when he runs the ball, but he's holding it out there, you know, in one hand. And yesterday, of course, he had the huge fumble. That was returned for a touchdown. But, yeah, Rob, I think he is that this generation's Brett Favre. Now, Favre won a Super Bowl, but he only won one. Obviously, Allen hasn't done that yet. I think he can still win a Super Bowl, and maybe it'll be this year. But you just got to kind of live with that, at least for now. Maybe he'll get it under control. I think when Brian Daboll was there, he did a great job, Rob, this year with Daniel Jones. We'll talk about that later. But he had, you know, Allen more under control as far as the turnovers. But that's what I see from him. And it's going to be some awesome times, but it's going to be some exasperating times if you're a Buffalo fan.
Yeah, I don't know about Brett Favre yet, Chris. I get the turnover situation. We saw Peyton Manning early in his career had the interception bug with turnovers, 15 his first year, 23, 19. His first few years were bad. And then he kind of settled in and obviously won some MVPs with Josh Allen. And of course, Brett Favre won three in a row, the only quarterback to win three in a row,
right,
despite all the interceptions. And you did say he won a Super Bowl. But they're definitely reasons.
Manning had 28 interceptions his first
year. Was it 28? Yeah.
I knew it was more than 15.
What do I have here? Hold on, wait a minute.
He had 26 touchdowns and 28 picks.
Yeah, my
28 picks.
Yeah, no, he was bad. That's
guys turned it over a little more back then because we've talked about the rules.
Right.
That was 1998, but still 28. Yeah. 28's a lot in any era.
Yeah, but he wound up bouncing, you know what I mean, curtailing that, and of course winning, what is it, five MVPs.
I mean, he still threw, you know, he was double-digit interceptions every year but one.
Yeah, but that's like most people.
And Allen's
right.
Not like out of control. I mean, no, he's not going to throw as many as Favre.
But the turnovers are bothersome, Chris, because they happen way too often for a guy as talented as him. And fumbles is not just interceptions; he fumbles the ball too.
Because he runs
right. So there's always that situation. But I do, I don't know. I just got the Buffalo Bills. Just were not as impressive as I thought they would have been. And you know, we could talk about the turnovers or whatever, but man,
Rob, the turnover, like, I think that's why. Like, Miami got 17 points off of Josh Allen's turnovers. I mentioned the fumble that was turned into a touchdown.
Right.
But the defense, you know, you can look at it and say at times that, wow, their defense wasn't that good. But Allen put him in some bad situations.
Yeah, that you always have to look at that when you talk about defense because, you know, if you give up the football, at the 30 or whatever it is, right,
with
a bad, and then the defense has very little room to move or maneuver, Chris. And then before you know it, they give up a touchdown, but it wasn't like they marched down the field 70 yards. They had a short field.
Right,
and you set them up, and it puts in for a tough spot. So I'm not writing off Buffalo yet, but that game just didn't feel right. If you were a Buffalo Bills fan, I'm sure you're happy you won, but you had to hold your breath and think, what would have happened? You just said if Tua played, or you had a little more of experienced coach, or you know they didn't shoot themselves in the foot because you can't have a third string quarterback, Chris, where you bringing in plays. And trying to get them set with 8 seconds to go,
that was why you're talking about the delays.
Delay of games.
Yeah, absolutely,
you can't do it.
There's no doubt.
And with 8 seconds to go,
he's new. I mean, fairly new. He's certainly not used to being in those situations.
Right,
Skylar Thompson. And Rob, he was 18 for 45, which obviously isn't good.
That's not good. That's what
threw two picks, and then Allen was sacked. 7 times, and it still was a 3-point game.
Right.
And that's, to me, that shows you that those turnovers were huge. Because Buffalo, you know, outgained them tremendously. They rushed for over 100 yards. Miami rushed for 42. So, you know, Miami didn't even barely had 250 yards total. But
it should have never been that
because
close.
Of those turnovers.
No. No doubt.
And so I'm kind of, as a guy that picked Buffalo to win it, and obviously, Rob, we like our picks to win, I'm looking at it as Miami, you know, a divisional opponent. It's tough to beat divisional opponents just because they know you. They're familiar with what you do. A third time playing them. I'm looking at it like that. Obviously, Miami beat them earlier in the year, and then the Bills beat them in that snow up in Buffalo. So I'm hoping that's what it was. I mean, obviously, Cincinnati didn't look great. That's who they play next week. So, you know, both of the teams, the 2 and 3 seeds, didn't really look great. So we'll see next week. But, yeah, there's no doubt that Buffalo – didn't look like a world beater, and the world beater that many people have said they are. But we'll see. They're still alive, and that's what it is, Rob. In the playoffs, it is win and advance, and they certainly did that. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Do you see shades of Brett Favre in Josh Allen? And will his erratic style of play eventually cost the, or ultimately this year, cost the Bills a shot at winning the Super Bowl? We will continue with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
As you all know, we're the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show.
Numero uno.
Yeah, and we know why millions of people tune in every week.
Yeah.
They want to hear us talk sports, not our idiot guests who think they know more about sports than we do.
Yeah, listen to these dummies.
You don't know crap about sports. Nothing. You don't know nothing about football.
This is the worst thing I've ever
been a part of. Wait, he's still on the line.
Off the show.
Off the show.
You don't know basketball.
If you want to hear how sports talk should be done, listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, it's The Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studio. And we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. We could do that all night. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. TJ Houshmandzadeh joining us in about 10 minutes. But first, you, 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on Josh Allen. Is he this generation's Brett Favre? And will that ultimately cost the Bills their Super Bowl this year? Your thoughts to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Chris in New York. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Chris?
Hello. And I think that Josh Allen is this generation's Brett Favre. I think his turnovers will cost the Bills their Super Bowl this year. And just like it cost them against Minnesota. And, yeah.
So you're in agreement with Chris. All right.
Now, are you a Bills fan?
No, not really.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, thank you for the opinion. Yes.
Yeah, let's go to Chili Tim in Atlanta.
He was straight to the point.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, yeah, he was. No messing around. Chili Tim, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going on this
what's
MLK
up, Luke?
Day today?
Yes,
what's up,
yes.
Luke?
Let us not be remiss.
That's
to
right.
Wish everyone a happy Martin Luther King Day,
right.
And also to think about it, what he meant to this country and how we can get to his dream.
No doubt. And yes, thanks for the ultimate sacrifice that he made,
right,
so that we all could live equally together. So that's no doubt about it, Tim. Yep.
I had a chance to go to Ebenezer Church today, and I was at the service, so it was really an awesome
okay.
time today.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
Very good.
My take on, Brett Favre, he's this generation's Brett Favre, because the one thing about Peyton Manning, people always say, well, Peyton Manning, his first year, but that was his first year. Josh Allen has been in the league for a few years now.
Right.
And you hadn't seen the maturation that you're looking for, and, you want to see the improvement, but I just think at this point it is who he is, and it's going to, at some point, it's going to cost the Bills, I think, just like Brett Favre would just, he would do those costly turnovers, at times.
Yep.
They just, like, you just scratch your head, like, what was he thinking?
Right.
I think that's what's going to happen with Josh Allen and the Bills. Unfortunately, I think he'll never win a Super Bowl.
Really?
Don't believe he will. Yeah, I
wow.
don't think he ever will.
Wow.
All right, well, save that tape, because he might win this year. Then we have to see what happens.
Call us back.
Yeah, Tim, call us back.
When he gets eliminated, I will call
him. Yeah, call back, because that's hard for me to 3 years in or whatever it's been.
He's five. It's his fifth year.
5 years in to say he'll never win. Wow.
You think he'll win one? I mean, it's tough. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers only has one. Peyton only had one until his last season. So it's not easy. Dan Marino never got one.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
I'm with you. I think he'll definitely win one.
If he plays eight or, the way they're going and the rules of quarterbacks, he could play 10 years. You know what I mean? That's a long time.
He should play long. Yeah, 10 more years.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. 10 years on top of the five. Liam in Phoenix, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Yep. I think there's a lot of similarities, definitely. I think, his feet bring a completely separate kind of ball game. I'm not going to lie. I'm Brett Favre was a little bit before my time. I'm only in my 20s. But I think, from what I've seen, it's, pretty similar. I honestly wanted to ask you guys, a separate question, too. You guys put that loss yesterday more on McDaniels or, kind of everything else that's happening? I guess, is it just Buffalo kind of persevering?
For me,
I thought it was kind of McDaniels had a really good game plan. He had a specific strategy, take your opportunities, take those turnovers, and he almost squeaked a win out with the third string quarterback. And I think a lot of people are just giving him hate. And I'm a Bills fan. I'm scared of Mike McDaniel going forward. I'm not gonna lie.
Are you really?
I actually agree with you. Look, they shouldn't have been that close. Third string quarterback, in Buffalo. No, he did a great job having that. I think he's a very good coach, and I think he did a great job yesterday. Obviously, the delay of games were bad, and that's on him. But, I mean, the fact that he had them that close, I thought he did a great
job. Yeah, I think he had help, obviously, because Buffalo, helped him out.
Right, the turnovers.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why I can't really look at it and say, oh, McDaniels, because I don't – and I'm not saying Chris turnovers aren't a part of the game. They are, but they were a big part on why Miami was even in that game. So,
all right, it is the iCouple. Chris and Rob, TJ Husmanzadeh is around the corner. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is a former Pro Bowl wide receiver, now co-host of Up On Game Saturday right here on Fox Sports Radio, friend of the show, our man TJ Husmanzadeh. Hoosh, what's up?
What's up?
Man, how y'all doing?
We are good, brother. We are good. Let's get right to it. There's a lot to get to. We were just talking about, I think, Hoosh, that Josh Allen is this generation's Brett Favre.
I'm not there yet, but Chris is there.
He's great. He's going to do some excellent things. He's going to make some huge plays for you. And Favre did win a Super Bowl, but he also makes some boneheaded plays that just make you scratch your head and can cost your team. Do you agree with that? Do you think that'll ultimately cost Buffalo this year?
When you watch the game against the Dolphins, it sure seems that way. But I'm a believer in his talent. You're not going to play your best game all the time. Now, does he need to cut back on some of the turnovers? Of course, but ultimately, you just want to win the game. And as long as they win the game, he should be able to correct those mistakes. And a lot of times when you win, it's like, okay, we don't have much to work on. And so I'm not going to take it that far. But Brett Favre is one of the best quarterbacks ever
played.
Right,
I'm not even saying it as an insult.
If they're saying you're Brett Favre, well, hey, he's right. Going to do very well.
I said, absolutely. Yeah, Brett Favre won 3 straight MVPs. I said, but.
Like, I think he'll be that good, but he's going to, have those negatives too. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Lamar Jackson and his whole scenario. And I guess on your, was that on the radio show you said that this week? About
Up on
Game. Okay, for people, Up on Game on here on Fox Sports Radio. Tell everybody what you said so we could start from there, and then I have a question because
it was just basically it was the fact that the organization felt like Lamar was ready to play and he wasn't playing. I mean, it's as simple as that. They felt like he should have been able to play this past weekend, if not previous weekends, and he just didn't want to play technically.
Do you know what they're basing that on?
That's a serious charge.
Listen, right. Okay, this is what I'll say. I tore my PCL. I tore it. I didn't have a grade 2, grade 3. Right. I tore mine. I missed 3 weeks.
Wow.
But everybody's different, though. Wow.
And
let me say this, too.
Everybody is different, and I was maybe his age or a year older. And I'll say this is, I'm not mad at Lamar for not playing. I'm just stating what I was told.
No. Right. That's
and
fine.
So, if you don't have a long-term contract, you think I'm getting out there to play? I don't feel 100% comfortable? Absolutely not.
Okay.
Because this is the thing. They always approach it as a business. When I say they, it's management in the front office. It's always a business for them.
And see,
as soon as we approach it as a business, it's what is wrong with you. If it's good for you, why can't it be good for me?
There you go. And here's that's my biggest issue when I hear these former players, and I'm not saying you ripping him.
Nah, they hating.
Yes,
the
they are
players
hating.
That do that, they need to stop with this, man, because they hating, and they know they hating. They just saying that for TV.
They are hating, TJ, and I'm glad you're saying it because – Chris, it makes no sense to me why they would do that. And how come there's no onus? And I know we'll talk about it later. Where's the onus on the Ravens? The guy won you 75% of every game he started. He won a unanimous MVP. Why the hell didn't you make it a priority to get his deal done? And now you're going to cry boo-hoo-hoo that he's not going to go out there not feeling 100% and put his long-term career at risk? Not feeling right, TJ?
Rob, you can't do that as a player.
You can't.
You don't have that security. But when you look at the Ravens and you say to you the Ravens, they offered him the second most guaranteed money in NFL history. So what is that number? We don't know. We know Deshaun is the most at 230. I believe at that point in time, it was Kyler Murray was second. And I believe – so between Kyler Murray – and Deshaun Watson, they felt like they offered him a fair deal. They don't want to go and open Pandora's box again.
It's been open already, and you know what? It's been open, and if they want to play ball and they want their quarterback that wins 75% of the games and they want a chance to win a Super Bowl, it's not going to be with their third-string quarterback, so shame on them.
It's not going to be with the backup either.
That's
right.
It's
not going to be with the backup either.
So shame on them.
Hoosh, do you know or have you heard? Because we're getting, some of the teammates, you heard Sammy Watkins say he was hoping Lamar would have played. It seemed like he thought he could play.
And
Marlon Humphrey said after the game that Lamar was limping around the facility. They knew he wasn't playing. Like, do you think that, or have you heard, what have you heard about the teammates? Are they feeling like, man, he could have played? He just, the contract or what?
Marlon Humphrey is being a good teammate. He's being a good teammate because he knows what's going on. He knows.
Right.
So, like,
so they all know that, like, yeah, obviously, like, we know they like Lamar.
Yeah, and they know Lamar could have played, but they get it. Marlon Humphrey's had it. He's been paid. And it's the thing, though. Like, when you look at the Baltimore Ravens and you just go through the history of the Baltimore Ravens, if you're a high draft pick for the Ravens and you play solid, you're getting a second contract. They build through the draft. The Ravens do not let guys go. They sign their own players. They do it. Just look at the history of the Baltimore Ravens. Anybody that's a decent player gets a second and maybe a third contract with the Ravens. And so that's like they operate in good faith. Lamar wants a fully guaranteed contract. Somebody's going to have to bend on this. I don't know who's going to blink. Somebody's going to have to blink because the Ravens, they're better with him. Start over if you want to, and then you're going to see.
Right. And you know what? Why shouldn't he want a fully guaranteed contract? Why not? It's been given. Kirk Cousins got one, Deshaun Watson. No, but Kirk Cousins' contract was fully guaranteed. It wasn't as big, Chris. It was a 3-year deal. Remember
correct.
That? He got
correct.
A full. That, so it's happened before. And why shouldn't he want it? The NFL with all them, all they do all the time, TJ, is brag about how much money they make. They got
and
money.
Rob, this is the thing. You look at last night's game, and I love the Bengals. That's my team. And I have a lot of love for the Ravens because I really respect Harbaugh and what they've done. But if Lamar is playing, I don't know who watches that game doesn't say Baltimore
right.
may win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How do you see this? I know you said one side has to budge, but what do you think are the chances of Lamar being with another team next year? A lot of people are starting to think that might be the conclusion.
I can't see that happening. You don't let a player of Lamar's caliber, you're not trading them. You franchise them. It probably pisses them off, but you can't pull the Le'Veon Bell and not play and sit out. And so I don't see that. I don't see that happening where Lamar is playing on the – everybody wants to find a quarterback. And you can say he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. Nope. Let's talk about what he does do. Let's talk
right.
about that.
Right,
and
right.
so start over if you want to, and then you're going to find out.
And let me ask you one other thing. Talking about quarterbacks in the game tonight, Tampa Bay and Dallas, is this D-Day – for Dak Prescott? Because I just feel if he has a bad game or has two or three picks and they lose this game to an inferior Tampa Bay team, how in the world do you continue to go on? Is this a big day for Dak?
Oh, it's a big game for Dak, but I don't believe Dak is going anywhere. He just signed a contract. Right. We're talking contracts.
No, but I'm talking about whether or not you realize that he's not that guy and he's not going to, you know, moving forward. I get that.
I mean, Dak, it's just – this season has been perplexing because he missed five games. He missed five games, and he led the NFL in picks.
Right,
like,
which is ridiculous.
He hadn't done – like, that's not in his DNA, or it has not been in his DNA to turn the ball over. And so – but when you look at it, good players, good quarterbacks, when they have a bad game, they bounce back. That game against the Commanders was awful.
That was
and
his worst
so,
game
awful.
Ever, yeah. I expect Dak to bounce back because very rarely do good players play back-to-back games the way he just played. So I expect him to bounce back here in the next 30 to 45 minutes. I expect the Cowboys to win the game. Again, Tampa, they haven't looked good all year.
No. Nope.
But Brady is undefeated against the Cowboys, and he's still Brady.
We got about a minute left. Brock Purdy is trying to become the first rookie ever to win a Super Bowl, rookie quarterback. How good do you think his chances are?
I mean, it really depends. One, I'm eager to see if they match up with the Eagles, how that matchup unfolds. Number two is it's going to be tough for Purdy. Things have gone his way. He hasn't experienced a lot of adversity, and so we got to see how he responds to that. Things have been – I mean, he's been a front runner, and I don't mean like he is a front runner. The 49ers – they just dominate everybody. They make things comfortable for him. He doesn't have to do a lot. I mean, he throws a 10-yard pass to Debo. Debo takes a 70.
Right, right.
Like,
right.
That was all Debo, but that goes on Brock Purdy's stats right. for a 70-yard touchdown pass. You know, he throws a screen to McCaffrey. McCaffrey goes 60. And so he's done very, very well. I don't want to take anything away from him. He's done well. But to win a Super Bowl, I mean, you're going against the best of the best when you get there, and so it's going to be tough. But with that defense, they can do it. But if I'm a bet man, I'm saying that's not going to happen.
All right. That's our man, T.J. Houshmandzadeh, former Pro Bowl wide receiver. You can check him out every Saturday morning here on Fox Sports Radio, Up on Game. Great stuff, brother. Enjoy the game tonight.
As usual, man, y'all keep up the great work, fellas.
Thank you.
All right, brother. We're going to preview tonight's game, Dallas-Tampa Bay. That's next. Keep it locked. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. As always, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, and it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, Chris, a good place to put down a couple shekels and win all this football. It was a rough weekend, but anyway, here we go. Tonight I only got two because a lot of the NBA today on MLK. I like this tradition, Chris, with all the basketball games on MLK Day.
I covered, you did a lot of the Knicks games, right?
Knicks,
and they played, San Antonio at 12 noon on Martin Luther King Day. Obviously, Martin Luther King, nonviolence. And you might remember it, Rob, when Marcus Camby ran across the court. He was like on the right side of the court. Danny Ferry was near the scorer's table, right? I was like a few feet away. And Camby sprints full speed and takes a swing. Well, he tries to take a swing at Danny Ferry, but Jeff Van Gundy ran and like got in the middle and kind of tackled Marcus. Thankfully, though, because if Camby had hit him, Rob, when you're running full speed, had no idea. Ferry's just unaware.
It could have been like the Rudy Tomjanovich.
Yes. Right. Yes. So
with Kermit Washington.
Yeah, but I always, it was crazy and it was just a bad scene, and it happened on Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
All right. So we got two games. My best bet tonight, Chris. I'm not a Cowboys guy at all. I got the Cowboys -2.5 at the Bucs. Tampa has been bad all year. If they beat the Cowboys, something terribly went wrong. I've got the Cowboys tonight. And I got the Lakers. I guess, is LeBron playing? Might, we don't know yet, Rob G.
Is it up in the air?
No, only because it's 5.5. It was 3.5 earlier.
Back to back. They played last night.
Right. So is he playing? I don't know. But
they lost.
They lost to Philly by one. But now they're playing, hosting the Rockets tonight at 7:30. -5.5. I'm going to take the Lakers -5.5 against the bad Rockets. And I'm going to take the Cowboys -2.5 down in Tampa. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
You got to be thinking the Lakers might feel like, look, we can beat the Rockets without LeBron. Let's try to beat Philly, you know what I mean, with him. But
a game at home, this is an easy one. You know, like, it might be the reason to play him. Like, we got to get a win. If the Rockets come here and we don't win, do you know what I mean? Like,
you can take several outlooks to it, Rob. You could say, look, you could have said we probably not beating Philly anyway.
Right.
If he was only going to play one, you could have said we're probably not beating Philly. Let's make sure we beat the Houston Rockets. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because every game, look, right now they're out of the play-in. I know it's still only halfway through the season, but Rob, they're two games out of just the play-in. And you know what's interesting? When you look at the NBA, you've seen Utah started hot. Now they're the 8th seed.
Yep.
Phoenix, Rob, my goodness. I mean, they're the 11th seed now. They have been horrible for the past 2 months. And Oklahoma City actually playing well. They've won 3 straight and beaten some really good teams. I think they've won 6 of 8, and they've beaten like the top teams in the league, several of them. But they're the 12th seed, and then L.A. is behind them, the Lakers. So we'll see, but we're starting to get down to it. Tonight, Rob, you got the Cowboys, as you said. I got Tampa, and I've been saying this now for a few weeks, so most people probably know it. But I think Dallas is the better team, but I think Dallas is prone to play at times too often, either play to the level of his competition or just not play well at all. I don't expect them to bring their F game, as I've been calling it. But I think C-minus type game. Tampa Bay, Rob, Ryan Jensen is back. That's the center. That's huge if he can play well, because that'll protect Brady a little better. You know, so we'll see. I don't think – I'm not under no delusions that Tampa is a very good team. But I just think Dallas – I don't trust them, Rob. And I know Hoosh is right that, you know, you might think Dak is going to come back with a strong game. But, Rob, 7 straight games with a pick. And I think 3 of his last 4, I think he's had pick 6s. He's had 2 interceptions in like 3 or 4 of those 7 games. Like, so he is just not on. And Troy Aikman, now I don't know if this is true, but Troy Aikman said he thought Dak wasn't playing with confidence, Rob. And if that's true, I think he's got some mental hurdles to overcome. I mean, his last game was his worst ever. The last time he played Tampa was his 2nd worst game of the year and his worst up until last weekend. And then his last playoff game last year, Rob, didn't end well. So we'll see, but you're right. I mean, look, Dak's there. He's under contract. He ain't going anywhere. But the narrative about him will definitely take a negative turn if they lose this game. So big game, huge game, great game. I'm looking forward to it. But we also got 2 hours of the Odd Couple left. So keep that bad boy locked, Fox.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.